In this bulletin, calls for the expansion of the JobKeeper program after it was found to cost $60 billion less than first thought. At least 56 people dead in a plane crash in Pakistan, and the world of rugby union could be in for a very big change. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. There are calls for the federal government to extend the JobKeeper program to more workers after the program was found to be costing $60 billion less than first thought. A significant error from around 1,000 businesses when reporting the number of employees they needed help for means the program is now forecast to help 3.5 million employees, not 6.5 million. And that means the scheme, brought in to save jobs in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, will now only cost $70 billion, not $130 billion. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's a positive result because there will now be less stress on the federal budget. But the director of the Migrant Workers Centre, Matt Kunkel, says the government must now expand the program.
This provides the government an opportunity to provide a wage subsidy for all and make sure that no worker is left behind. This was designed to support workers and to support the economy. If there's now $60 billion not being used or not going into the pockets of workers, it's another $60 billion that isn't going to be re-spent in the economy and stimulate and support those other jobs that are still going through this pandemic. So the government really needs to spend this money.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is expressing deep concern over China's proposed new security laws for Hong Kong. Australia joins the United Kingdom and Canada in expressing concerns about the laws unveiled by China yesterday. It's thought these laws will undermine the city's autonomy. Ms. Payne says the proposed new laws will be contrary to the legally binding Sino-British Joint Declaration of 1984, in which China agreed to let Hong Kong continue as a capitalist economy, even after China took back control of Hong Kong from the British in 1997. Some pro-democracy activists have denounced the plan as the end of Hong Kong. At least 56 people are dead after a Pakistan International Airlines jet crashed into a crowded residential district in the country's largest city. There were 99 people on board the plane as it approached the airport in Karachi. Authorities have not yet released an estimate of the casualties on the ground. The Airbus A320 plane was operating flight PK8303 from Lahore to Karachi. This rescuer says they don't yet know where all the bodies might be.
We pulled out a small child and his mother. They're both alive. Then we found two dead bodies on top of the building. There might be a few more bodies up there, with the rest under the plane, but we just don't know yet.
The plane was making its second attempt to land, and the pilot had reportedly told air traffic control he had lost power from both the plane's engines. The accident comes just as domestic air travel has restarted in Pakistan after coronavirus and just before the end of Ramadan, when Pakistanis often travel to visit relatives. United States President Donald Trump is calling on US state governors to reopen houses of worship this weekend and says he will overrule them if they don't. Heading into the Memorial Day long weekend in the United States, Mr. Trump says houses of worship are essential. He says religious leaders will ensure their parishioners stay safe.
These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray.
In rugby union, the sport's global calendar could be aligned. Currently, the main Northern Hemisphere international competition, the Six Nations, is played early in the year, whilst the main Southern Hemisphere international competition, the Rugby Championship, which features Australia, New Zealand, South Africa and Argentina, does not start until August. But the chairman of World Rugby, Bill Beaumont, has made the alignment of the international calendar a priority since being re-elected to his job earlier this month. And Northern and Southern Hemisphere governing bodies will now move to the next stage of discussion over aligning the calendar. Whilst not officially proposed, it's been suggested that internationals be held in consecutive months late in the year. And now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 27 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 17. Melbourne, showers and 15. Hobart, a shower or two and a top of 15 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two and 13 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and windy and a top of 17 degrees. Sydney, a possible shower and 18 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy and a top of 18 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 19. Cairns, rain at times and 21. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 26 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.